Nearly a year after work began, the NFTA is close to wrapping up studies and plans needed for the proposed 7-mile extension of Metrorail into Amherst. The prep works funded by a $6 million state grant.
Is that a wise investment, or would you rather spend the money somewhere else?
No, I think it's a tremendous investment.
NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says in the coming months, the final environmental impact statement will be published, and the NFTA will be able to apply for a Federal Transit Administration competitive grant.
We haven't cut service. We haven't raised fares. We've gone actually the longest period of time in the history of the agency where fares have remained constant, and ridership is actually increasing or holding steady. So when you take a look at the scoring, I think we'll score well.
If the $1.2 billion project's approved, Washington would cover half the cost. The state would be required to provide $300 million, and the remaining $300 million would be split by local partners. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
I have not had a conversation with anybody from the NFTA on the county being a potential partner. It's not to say that we might not consider it.
Polenkars says there's lots of billion-dollar projects across the country, and the community shouldn't be scared off by the cost. He says the county has several ways of generating capital funds.
If we could build something like an expansion of the Metro Rail, and it helps alleviate the issues with traffic and transportation, gets people to and from work, gets people to and downtown to the entertainment district and the Sabres games, and it's there for the next 100 years, we should entertain it. We shouldn't let the dollar figure scare us.
Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa also supports the project, but not helping to finance it.
The numbers are astronomical and well beyond what the town would be able to accommodate with a bonding action.
But Culpa says he's talked to the NFTA about providing town-owned land for the project and helping in other ways.
So if we spend money doing a GEIS, you know, on downstream sewer analysis, stuff like that, on areas that would be affected by the light rail, then we would be contributing those as in-kind contributions to the overall project.
But retired Federal Transit Administration employee Larry Penner is skeptical it'll ever happen. Penner spent decades reviewing grant applications and points out the NFTA's latest funding request for the DL&W building was rejected.
If you couldn't get $42 million for the DL&W building, I think the odds are slim to none that they're going to get $600 million for the Amherst light rail system.
The NFTA's Minkle scoffed at Penner's critique, saying comparing the two is like comparing apples and oranges. Hal Morse, executive director of the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council, also isn't buying the criticism. Morse points out the Metro Rail extension is included in the federally required transportation improvement plans adopted by the GBNRTC.
If it's not in there and if it doesn't have regional consensus, it's not going forward. So that's why it's really important that these show up in plans and they demonstrate that there is consensus in the region to move forward with it.
Minkle says the next public hearing on the project is set for February. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.